Okay, so good afternoon. First, I'll give an overview of the campaign, and then we'll discuss our key messages and close with our cross-platform content. So WTF is GYT. GYT is a youthful, empowering social movement to reduce the spread of STDs among young people through information, open communication with partners, healthcare providers, and parents, and testing and treatment as needed. The campaign encourages testing for STDs, including HIV, and empowers young people to have an open dialogue. The campaign launched in 2009 as an ongoing promotion under It's Your Sex Life, which is a long-standing public information partnership of MTV and Kaiser Family Foundation, together with CDC and Planned Parenthood Federation of America. The campaign is annual and runs April 1st through March 31st each year in conjunction with National STD Awareness Month. And additional promotions throughout the year include National HIV Test Day in June, World's AIDS Day in December, and Valentine's Day promotions in February. And schools and other local campaign implementers run special dates and events like spring break and back to school. So GYT is a team effort. And each organization brings their own strengths to the table. So for example, CDC provides technical expertise, research and communication in STDs, and maintains the STD testing locator at findstdtest.org. And CDC is also responsible for mobilizing STD prevention partners such as state and local health departments during the month of April to accommodate an influx of STD testers. And we also provide evaluation expertise in an effort to track the success of GYT, such as adding questions to market research surveys, and the partners are planning a national evaluation of the campaign, which will be implemented hopefully in the coming year. So what does MTV do? We would not be able to reach our target audience if it wasn't for MTV's involvement in the campaign. They bring the youth market expertise to the table, and as the number one youth-oriented media brand worldwide, they are a huge communication asset and provide creative content such as PSAs and original programming, both on-air and online, which I'll show you some of later. Kaiser Family Foundation brings health communication and project management expertise to the campaign. They're also responsible for the design and maintenance of the GYTnow.org website, as well as the development of our consumer materials like our posters and buttons and stickers. And they also assist with campaign evaluation efforts. And Planned Parenthood is our service component of the campaign. Through their health centers and testing centers, they offer point-of-service promotions throughout April, and they do community outreach to get youth in their clinics, focusing on most at risk. Likewise, they assist with evaluation by providing STI testing numbers and positive cases detected during April. So why GYT now? You know, STDs, they're a hidden epidemic. They're common, asymptomatic. We know that most go undiagnosed. One in two people having sex will get an STD by the age of 25. And, you know, diagnosis and treatment of STDs is critical to safeguarding personal health, fostering social responsibility, and addressing the wider STD epidemic. So here are our campaign objectives. The overarching campaign goal is to reach youth 15 to 25 and make them aware of STDs and the importance of testing. By letting them know that one in two sexually active young people will get an STD by the age of 25 and most won't know it, we're letting them know that STDs do impact them and they are at risk. And so we do this by reaching them in their own world. We try and make the campaign relatable to them and encourage them to GYT as a way of being proud, powerful, successful, and active youth. So you'll note that GYT is an acronym, so taking advantage of terms and ways that young people speak to themselves. You know, it doesn't mention STDs or risk factors, it doesn't judge, it doesn't scold, and it presents the ideas of testing in three easy letters that are reminiscent of the way kids talk to each other in text messages and social media, such as LOL, BRB, GYT. So we let them know that the only way to know your status is to GYT, and you can't tell by looking, and to know yourself is to know your status. So we encourage and inspire them to GYT, but beyond that, we try to provide them with the environment, the support, and the skills to get that done, including how to talk openly and honestly with their healthcare providers and partners about testing. And we do everything we can to connect them to testing services, make them feel comfortable about having open discussions about broader sexual health issues, and understand that GYT fits into their lives as a sort of routine maintenance. So here are some of our core messages. You know, STDs are common. You can't tell by looking who has an STD. Getting tested is easy and painless. All STDs are treatable and many are curable. And we also want to convey that you have to ask to be tested. Don't assume that a doctor will automatically test you for STDs. You know, condoms are the only way that protect against both STDs and unintended pregnancy, and it's important to be open and honest in your relationships, and to know yourself is to know your status. So now a little bit about our on-air promotions and programming and campaign web components. We work with MTV to make on-air PSAs and special programs that air on MTV, MTV2, and MTVU. The PSAs that MTV develops then drive to resources online and on mobile. So each year we refresh the creatives. In year one, our programming focus was a teaser campaign for brand exposure and to explain the acronym. It was in essence to sort of create a buzz around what was GYT, what did it mean. In year two, we moved to a focus on talking about testing with your partner and provider as well as testing, and it also addressed the barriers to testing and highlighted the ease of testing. And then last year, we had a new look and a new tagline, Know Yourself, Know Your Status, GYT. And this was the idea that GYT is an inspiring movement that you should want to be a part of while also conveying how easy it is to incorporate GYT into a healthy lifestyle. And so this year the campaign continues with that theme, look and feel, while taking advantage of new celebrities and artists interested in joining Team GYT. So the campaign has on-air special programming to support the core messages, such as 5-minute like how-to shows, like how to use a condom or how to talk to your partner. We have 10-minute pieces like news segments and 30-minute shows that dive into deeper issues in a different way. And for example, we had a show 1 year that followed a college student's testing experience. And last year, MTV produced the Top 10 Outrageous Sex Miss special program, which is now available online on DVD for partners interested in hosting watch parties and using it as an educational tool. So I thought I'd show you a clip from last year's Top 10 Sexmas. Or this is actually our trailer. So that was a trailer that showed clips from some of our different PSAs from last year. And as you notice, that there's no mention of STDs in there. And so it's really all about youth empowerment and, you know, just sort of making GYT part of your lifestyle. So now a little bit about our website. Here is a screenshot of gytnow.org, which hopefully most of you have been to. All of our PSAs and shows drive viewers to GYT Now online and to our mobile content. So the website contains information on most common STDs. We have FAQs on testing, protection, tips for talking to your partner or provider about STDs and testing, and a testing center locator, in addition to entertaining videos and program, of which we just showed you some clips of. The site recently launched new interactive features, including the GYT party, which is a real-life party scene aimed to break the stigma and barriers surrounding talking openly with your friends and partners about STD testing. So throughout the video are embedded conversations and other surprises when the users click around. And so by showing these real-life conversations, the scenarios between partygoers reinforce normalizing getting testing and talking about testing. And there's also a quiz as part of the video, which addresses common misconceptions about STDs and testing. As I mentioned earlier, one of the campaign objectives is to link youth to the nearest testing location through findstdtest.org by typing in your zip code. So during the month of April, partner clinics offer reduced free or free tests and special promotions that tie into the national media campaign. And Planned Parenthood health centers and select others are prioritized on the search results during April. We also have a mobile SMS where users can text in their zip code to get nearby testing locations. So all you have to do is text GYT now or 498-669. And over 65,000 SMS texts to the SMS service. We've had over 65,000 texts to the SMS service since April 2009. And this year we'll see a relaunch of the GYT mobile site. Another component of the campaign is its reach via social media platforms. GYT is active on both Facebook and Twitter, where consumers and partners can actively engage in the campaign. And if you haven't already liked GYT on Facebook, you should today. So another exciting component of the campaign is Team GYT, which you saw some of the members in the trailer. And for this April, GYT has partnered with some truly amazing individuals who embody the GYT lifestyle and understand the importance of social responsibility and knowing yourself while carving your own unique path in life. And it features individuals representing different segments of youth culture today and reinforces the idea that to know yourself is to know your status. So team members have included and include rapper Talib Kweli, celebrity gossiper Perez Hilton, America's Best Dance Crew, Jungle Boogie, a professional street skateboarder Stevie Williams, an aspiring fashion conscious entrepreneur Ali Bushuk, and a surfer, among many others. We've also had several special promotions and events over the past 3 years. For example, in 2010, we had a Foursquare promotion that rewarded people who checked into an STD testing center with a GYT badge. And it was actually the first cause-related badge for Foursquare. And over 5,000 people unlocked the GYT badge, and it was recognized by Mashable Awards as one of the 5 game-changing social media marketing campaigns, along with campaigns by large corporate advertisers like Ford and Pepsi and Groupon. In June 2010 and 2011, GYT teamed up with Be Greater Than AIDS campaign to promote HIV testing and lead up to the June 27th National HIV Testing Day. And promotions included radio and television PSAs and on-the-ground integration with informational and promotional resources at testing events and major concerts across the country. And last April and May, GYT teamed up with the Take Action Tour, which is a popular indie music tour hosting concerts across the country. Free testing and STD vouchers and promotional information and informational materials were conducted and handed out during the concerts in Baltimore, Philadelphia, San Antonio, Chicago, and Fort Lauderdale with support from their local health departments and Planned Parenthood health centers in the area. And we also have had events such as a World AIDS Day event where we offered free testing and did digital signage in Times Square. And we've also done some Valentine's Day promotion, which is when we launched the GYT party this year. In regard to community outreach, GYT distributes physical toolkits to partners at no cost with materials like talking tips, providers, posters, buttons, t-shirts, stickers. Hopefully you've seen many of them. This April, over 5,000 kits will be distributed to a network of supporting clinics, health centers, community organizations, including American College Health Association, CDC, affiliated clinics, student health centers, Planned Parenthood health centers, and National Coalition of STD Directors, among many more. As you can see from this map, the ground outreach efforts are nationwide, and if you want to sign up to receive more materials, please visit toolkit/GYTnow.org. In addition to team GYT members, we have celebrities that support the GYT campaign by participating in MTV PSAs and programming, tweeting at GYT Now, or blogging to reinforce the importance of testing. So celebrity supporters of GYT have included names such as Perez Hilton, Carrie Hilson, Ciara, Joy Bryant, Kelly Rowland, and Ludacris. And this year we also had a Native American rapper and actor named Lightfoot film some PSAs, radio PSAs for us. We also have an electronic newsletter that goes out periodically and gives updates from the campaign with the latest events, news, and promotions. Hopefully all of you are subscribed. That's the best way to get information on what's going on with the campaign. And we also have an opportunity for youth to be able to participate more closely in the campaign. You can become a GYT campus ambassador. At present, we have around 150 representing high schools and college students. And ambassadors receive materials to promote the campaign, and they also have the opportunity to blog on gytnow.org about how they live GYT or discuss GYT campus events spotlighting their efforts and their school. And they're also given the opportunity to provide student feedback, and they receive all the latest updates from the GYT campaign. So finally, I want to close with by sharing some of our media campaign highlights. And this data really speaks to how well we are reaching our target audience. And again, without MTV as a partner, this probably would not be possible. So from April 2009 to 2011, we produced 60 PSAs and had 1,800 PSA airings on MTV, which represented 800 minutes of airtime. And this included additional airtime on MTV2 and MTVU, which is MTV's university channel. Likewise, as discussed earlier, we were able to offer special programming content, including news segments and the most outrageous Sexmas show. And in regard to our online and mobile efforts, we've had 3.5 million web visits and over 180,000 online and mobile referrals to testing locations from findstdtest.org. And as I mentioned earlier, on the ground, we've distributed 10,000 community kits nationwide with an additional 5,000 kits to be distributed this April. So thank you. And now I think Rachel Kotcher is going to discuss our social media efforts.